We go from men's basketball to women's basketball. The women's basketball team coming off a couple of big wins over the weekend and hoping for another big win in the final regular season game against Northern Michigan coming up on Thursday night, 5:30. Coach Kim Cameron joins us. Coach, congratulations on the weekend. Give us a little idea on your thoughts coming off those two wins.
Oh, thank you. It was awesome. You know, we went into Thursday's game, and at the end of the season, everything is getting a little more dire, and you feel pressure, and every team is playing for something. And, you know, we feel like what we're playing for is more important than somebody else, but the reality is that's not the case. You know, they're playing for a spot in the, starting with Northwood, they're playing for a spot in the GLIAC tournament, and you know, we're playing for a spot in the GLIAC tournament, and that's, you know, first or second or third. It doesn't matter. So, you know, we're starting to feel that. And Thursday was a huge game for us to come together. Obviously, Kylie Moxley was standout in that game. She set a school record and had a career high points. And the thing with her and how, you know, her performance came out that night is she continuously wanted the ball throughout the game. Going into that game, she understood the magnitude of it, and she had put every single one of her teammates on her back and was consistent for 40 minutes, wanted the basketball. She willed that team to win, and it was really fun to watch. And she wanted, you know, like I said, she wanted the ball. Her teammates got her the ball, and she was just unbelievable throughout the entire night.
I think when you look at her stats, I think it was 8 points, 9 points, 8 points, and 9 points to get to 34. It was just that consistent effort all night long, and seemed like Northwood was just willing to let her go one-on-one on the post and try to take away everything else.
Well, they did. They had tried a couple of different options as far as defensively. You know, different people played that hadn't played a ton of minutes. And their post player, their starting post player is well-known throughout the league for being a good defender and everything else, but there was just a difference in what Kylie wanted. And she, you know, she had some opportunities, and yes, she went one-on-one a decent amount, but, you know, after her 28th point, everybody is looking at her. They're trying to get her to go left. They're trying to make her shoot a three-pointer. They're trying to do whatever they can, and she answered every single time. You know, she made two threes. She made a jumper. You know, she shot fake. She went right. She went left. She adjusted to everything that they tried to do. And to be able to do that was pretty awesome to watch.
Certainly was a special performance to watch. You know, you get those, you know, anytime you're over 30, you know, it's a pretty amazing game. And everybody in the gym knew when she got the ball that it was likely going to go in, just the way she was playing that night. How about the rest of your seniors, Coach? Obviously, great way for them to end, you know, the weekend with another win against Lake Superior State. You guys honored them after the game on Saturday afternoon. And I know you got more basketball to come, but pretty cool that those four, you know, kept it undefeated at home. You guys are now 11-0 at home.
They are an unbelievable group of people, and when you think about who you want to represent your program, those four are perfect fits. And, you know, they have had to come together throughout this year through different circumstances, and they all ended up being leaders and starters on this team and have had to take on responsibilities and roles that maybe didn't fit their personality, or, you know, where we had to expect more, where you have to become a better scorer, where, you know, Kylie Moxley, we need you to score 34 points in order for us to win against Northwood. You know, Danny, we need you to become a better passer. There are certain things in every aspect of this group where they have taken on roles that maybe they weren't completely comfortable with because of the situations that we've gone through this year as far as injuries and ups and downs, and you can't be prouder of a group for coming together and doing that and using each other. You know, I do think that each of them needed the other to kind of step up in different situations, and they have been absolutely unbelievable, and I am just, for us to be able to lean on them and count on them every game so far this year, and then knowing that that's who we're going to look to for our future of this year, I'm pretty excited about that.
You go back to the Northern Michigan games a few weeks ago, Coach. Kylie Moxley leading both teams with 27 points in that heartbreaking loss. You know, you read the recaps of these games, and it's so often we see Danny Blake shot at the end made, or Danny Blake's shot fell short. That one fell short at the end of the game. How raw is that game still in your mind, and how much motivation will that be on Thursday night?
Oh, it's right there at the forefront. everybody knows what it felt like to have that final buzzer go off down in Marquette, and that feeling has been here since, you know, we finished the game on Saturday. The girls are excited to have an opportunity to play the way that they're capable of, and also seek some revenge. I mean, that was a huge rival game. They played like it, and they are, you know, I want to make sure everybody understands they're good. They're a great team, and, you know, they started four freshmen, and they've continuously gotten better throughout this year. They've won four of their last five. They beat Saginaw. They beat Hillsdale in that stretch, and this is a team they're big, they're strong. They do what they do very well, as in they control the clock. They shoot 50% from the floor. They don't shoot a ton of shots, but they have their pace, and again, they make 50% of their shots, so it puts them in a good position to be able to compete and, you know, like I said, play at the speed that they want. So, you know, they do some really good things. Our players have a feeling of just making sure that they give Northern Michigan the best a look at what they are capable of, and so we're making it a little bit more about us. And also protecting our home floor and having the opportunity to be undefeated in the regular season on our home floor.
Protecting your home floor with your away jerseys, will that feel weird at all, Coach?
What? Now that you mention it, it could be, but, you know, it's still, you know, the fans, the families, the last regular season home game, it's going to be another special day.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Game time is at 5:30 for the women. 7:30 for the men. Wear black. The teams are going to be wearing their black road jerseys at home, which I think is really cool. And it is the final regular season game for Michigan Tech before they head to the playoffs.
Yeah, man, we have, should just make note on here, that we have clinched for sure a home game for that GLIAC tournament quarterfinal. That's coming up on March 1st. That's a Tuesday night, so make note of that. So this will not be the last game for the Huskies at home, but certainly a big one that you want plenty of fans to come out for, right, Coach?
Absolutely, and we appreciate every bit of support that we've had throughout this year, and obviously it'll be very important through this Thursday against Northern and our home playoff game next Tuesday.
Best basketball fans in the GLIAC, the Huskies, and game time at 5:30. Coach Kim Cameron, good luck on Thursday night.
Thanks so much.
All right. That is Coach Kim Cameron from the women's basketball team for Michigan Tech, and they will be taking on Northern Michigan Thursday night. We'll be back with more Drive Time right after these.